Brandon. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Diana Ross was meeting her daughter for lunch at La Scala in Beverly Hills. Diana got there first, and the hostess said, "I'm sorry, Miss Ross, we don't seat incomplete parties." That's when Miss Ross threw a diva fit. She marched over to a corner booth and sat herself down. The manager came over and explained, "You're not going to be served," but Diana did not budge. Now, once her daughter got there, there was a huge argument, and knowing where her inheritance is coming from, the daughter marched out by her mama's side.
Number four.
A couple more pop stars have decided to take the plunge into the world of fashion. Nicki Minaj and Maroon 5's Adam Levine have both signed deals to create their own lines of clothing, accessories, and housewares. Look for those to be carried in mass retail stores like Kmart, Walmart, or Target. They should be ready before the next holiday shopping season.
Number three.
TMZ's reporting an overseas tabloid offered Kim Kardashian and Kanye West $3 million for the very first pictures of their child, and the couple said no. Sources say Kimye has no plans to sell those baby pictures to anyone, but others believe they're just holding out for more money.
Number two.
Lindsay Lohan's due in court today in New York to face charges related to assaulting a psychic in a nightclub back in November. Now, if the judge finds out she violated probation, he could send her straight to jail. So how did Lindsay spend her final hours before her scheduled court appearance? Partying at a London nightclub until 5 o'clock Saturday morning.
Number one.
Last week, Justin Bieber was hanging out in a Newport Beach hotel room with his buds, apparently smoking a bud. Someone took a picture, and it looks like Justin's holding a joint. Sources say those close to him think he's being influenced by his friend Lil Twist, who reportedly was the one rolling joints for Justin and his friends. That's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.